I'm Randolph Terrence, and I'm one of the comedians on the show this week.
And I'm John Gann. I'm the programming director for the DC Shorts Film Festival.
All right, John. So every year we have DC Shorts, and we do a big piece on it every year. But if someone has been to DC Shorts and has never heard of this new gig, make the pitch.
Well, we do some other shows throughout the year in addition to the festival. So DC Shorts Laughs is a combination of our funniest films from the last year's festival and live stand-up comics. So it's a great way to have a live component mixed in with some film, and it's a great way to re-watch some films you might not have seen before, and to discover some new films.
And how does a typical block work? You know, when you go to DC Shorts, you watch about roughly 9 or 10 movies in a row. How do you mix the comedians into that?
For Laughs, each show has about 7 or 8 films. A comic performs, then we show about 2 or 3 films. Another comic performs, 2 or 3 films. A third comic, and the last 2 or 3 films. So it's a good mix. Some of the comics will be telling jokes that have something to do with some of the films. Others will just be doing their own thing. But it's always a night that's really funny, lots of hilarity.
What venues are you using?
This year it's at the U.S. Navy Memorial, their big Heritage Theater.
Yeah, that's sort of like you go down underground.
Underneath the plaza, yes.
Gotcha. All right, and so how did you go about finding the comedians?
This is the third year we've done Laughs, and in the past we've partnered with Funniest Feds. They're not having a competition this year, but my friend Naomi Johnson, who runs Funniest Feds, is still around. And so I called her and said, I need some of DC's funniest comics. And she goes, ooh, and opens up her Rolodex, or I guess now it's your iPhone, and makes the calls. And
the digital Rolodex.
Yes.
Randolph, talk about how you got contacted to participate.
Just like you said, Naomi, I think I was doing a show, and I saw her. And then the next day, she reached out to me and said, would I be interested in doing it? I said, all right. it's that simple for a comedian. Okay.
Sure,
right.
Exactly.
Cash, whatever.
Now, what night will you be performing?
Or I'm there both nights.
Okay.
I'm there both nights.
That's Friday, Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay,
the
cool.
The 9th and 10th.
Okay, cool. Tell me a little bit about your background. Like, how did you get into comedy?
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas. I've been doing stand-up for 15 years. I started doing stand-up. I just had a roommate who was doing it, and he pulled me in. That's all. That's literally all.
This is like in college or in...
No, I was actually 29 turning 30 when I started doing stand-up. So there you go, kids. Any age. Any age. Don't do it, but good luck. Don't do it.
Stay that'll inspire again. A lot of people to go.
No, I was well past college.
Right,
well
right. Past, and yeah. Then what have you been doing since then? I mean, between that when you started and starting with DC Shorts?
I've had a lot of jobs. I've lived, moved from Austin to here, and then from here to New York, and then back to here. In the time I've won contests here in D.C., the funniest comic in D.C. I won that 1 year.
Do you remember what year that was?
No. Okay. No. I don't remember. I barely remember my car's parked. Come on, man. and most of that after that is just trying to find a new way in as far as entertainment now. Like I have a podcast with me and 2 other comedians, 3 Guys On, the word 3GuysOn.com, stuff like that. Trying to book ourselves for shows and just get ahead. That's why I'm doing this. That's another avenue of exposure. Right. To a slightly different audience, you know, audience of films. What I would like to know is, are the films funny? Are the films funny, or are they serious films? Am I going to open up?
So you haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
This is all.
No,
about,
I haven't.
Yeah.
Well, this is why the night is kind of interesting because it's a big mix, first time for everyone.
Sure.
No, yes, they are all comic films. They are all very funny.
Okay.
Maybe one's a little like serious funny, like funny heh heh, not funny haha, but they're all funny haha.
Because I didn't know if I was going to have to follow like a film like, oh, this is the making of. Of Auschwitz. Now that that film is over, here's some stand-up. Or if it was just going to be all comedy. So, good. Great.
I don't think that movie's in the festival.
That's in the festival this year.
Yeah, no.
But who knows, come September.
There you go.
That's more the venue for that stuff.
See?
So, did you have to put together, Randolph, did you have to put together a special act for this? Or did you kind of pull from other
No, I'll just do what I do.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
I'll just do what I do. I'll feel it out and see what there is to see and what the audience is kind of going with, and then I'll adjust accordingly.
Now,
sometimes you got to adjust on the fly. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, for sure. And for our audiences who may not have heard your particular stand-up, so what distinguishes you from other comedians, or like what kind of material do you usually deal with in your?
I talk about death a lot. a lot of death in my act. Just the funniest. Death.
Oh my God.
No, I pull from my life, just things that are going on with my life and things that are going on today. Most of my jokes are kind of longer form now. I don't really do setup punch anymore. Setup punch.
Right.
Just stuff like that.
So it's not the Mitch Hedberg one-line thing.
No,
it's like a storytelling
type.
Yeah, okay.
Mitch Hedberg, that's this very distinctive style that I was never able to master. So I do longer form. Not so much storytelling, but longer.
Right. Have you ever done it? What venues around D.C. have you performed at? DC
All
Improv
of them.
Or,
yeah. The Improv, the Arlington Cinema Draft House over in Arlington. I actually run a show there on Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I ran into Naomi. I was doing a show there, and I ran into her there.
What's that show called? You said the regular one you do?
On Friday nights, we run a show. It's called The Three Guys On. Show on the
Same
website,
the
it'll say Three Guys On. Yeah, and we present three or four comics to the audience. To come in, and we let them do longer sets. On Saturday night, they call it an open mic. It's really not. It's a showcase show. There can be anywhere upwards of 20 comics. That show starts at 10:30. We go standing room only on that show. So if you plan to go, I suggest you get there like at 9:45. You ain't gonna get no seat.
Right.
Yeah.
How excited are you to take part in this event?
Very much. Like I said, the check's coming.
John, how excited are you about that part?
Well, the check is written, so I
yeah.
No, I'm really excited. I think this is a really fun event. You know, a few years ago we started experimenting, adding live performance to film. So we not only do we do this, but in May we do something called Pasties and Popcorn, which is sexy films and live burlesque acts. So that's a lot of fun, and audiences love it because they love our films, and it's a way to expose them to something new. Here's comic talent they might not have seen before. And for people who love comics, it's maybe a way for them to expose them to a new film.
You said
but no
live,
pasties this weekend,
this
right?
Live burlesque. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, in May is my.
I may have to come support that. So my fellow artists. No pasties this weekend. No pay. No one wants to see my ribs.
Although he might have just given you an idea.
Now I'm thinking. Well, I just feel like it's another way to reach out to another slightly different. Audience market, we'll say, a slightly different audience who goes to see films and maybe hasn't been to see a stand-up show. Stand-up shows to me are some of the best entertainment for your dollar to go to. So it's just a way to reach out.
And John, do you view it the inverse of that too? People that maybe like stand-ups that never been to a short film festival. Does it kind of work both ways?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wanted to start doing more cross events, doing live action to it, because I think there are lots of audiences that might never go to a film festival that would go see a comic perform, and this is a way to expose them to both things at the same time.
Take me back to that initial genesis. You said this is the third year, right?
Yeah.
So how did you actually get the idea? I know what you just said about the crossover, but when did that? How did the idea actually come to you? Like, this would be great.
I don't know. I think, you know, a few years ago, we decided we needed to do more programming throughout the year, that the festival was big, and it was important to keep audiences jazzed throughout the year. But I didn't want to just do screenings. And in February, we always do a best of show, which is a lot of fun, and it's well attended. But I wanted to do something that was completely different. And I wanted to work with other arts groups, because I think that really the key to success in D.C.'s really crowded art scene is to work with each other. So that's why for DC Shorts Laughs, we used to work with Funniest Feds, because I thought it was a great competition, and it put two groups together. When we do Pasties and Popcorn, we work with Tilted Torch, which is one of the leading burlesque groups in town. So it was just a way to work with other organizations and kind of combine our audiences, which I think is really exciting, because when you find someone who would normally go to a stand-up show but not a film festival, and they go to DC Shorts Laughs, and they leave, and then they come back in September to the actual festival, that's success on my end. Just as when someone who would only go to a film festival ends up going to see shows at the Improv or other comedy venues throughout town, that's success too. So it's really exciting.
You're becoming a bit of a renaissance man of, talk about D.C. as an art scene. I mean, you're helping curate a lot of that now in a bunch of different ways, if you don't know you are, but you are.
I think D.C.'s art scene is incredible. I know that there's a lot of knocking in the papers every once in a while that we're not New York and we're not whatever. We are D.C. We have incredible stuff going on all the time. Just open up the city paper or the weekend section or the WTOP website.
Nice
and
plug.
Thank you. And you see tons of things every single weekend. There's lots of film festivals going on. There's always comedy. There's music like you wouldn't believe. of course, in visual arts too, in dance, and there's just so much, and so much of it is free or cheap that it doesn't make sense not to participate. Now I'm working actually. Now that the festival is running and going very well, I'm actually missing Laughs this weekend. I'm going to be in England, in Sutherland, England, which is in the Northeast, which is actually one of DC's sister cities. I'm helping them create a film festival there. And so I'm bringing the best of DC Shorts to kind of test their audiences to see what they think about short films and how to kind of go forward with that. And then hopefully their festival will be this summer, and we will take their best of and show it at DC Shorts in September.
No rest for the weary, man. Always expanding.
Yes. You were speaking of the art scene. I can't speak to the other art scenes, but I can speak to the stand-up scene in DC, and it has grown in leaps and bounds. And as you were saying, literally every night of the week, you can get out and see really good stand-up. Every night of the week. There's some really good stand-up flowing through D.C. All you have to do is look on the website, hopefully the WTOP website.
There another will be plug some, in there. That's like two in 1 minute here.
Hopefully there will be something on there. And there's great stand-up here. I think D.C.'s stand-up scene is easily on par, or in some cases above, New York City's stand-up scene. And I've been immersed in both.
Why
of them.
Is that?
It's as far as the shows during the week, they're just far superior. They're far superior. You can see top quality pro shows in New York on the weekend anytime.
Right.
But you can see a top quality pro show during the week in D.C. It's tough to get that in New York. In a bar show will have top quality pro comics that come in. Right. In a simple bar in down on U Street.
Right.
You don't really get that in New York. New York comics, I know, will come down and want to work on the shows that I do on Friday night and Saturday night because the audiences are so much better. They're fuller. And they can work out and get longer sets in.
Sure.
So avail yourself, people, of the DC stand-up scene. Avail yourselves of it.
I love it. Speaking of which, tell me a little bit about some of the other people that are going to be performing, some of the other comics.
Ramin Mostafavi is a comic who's going to be on it. That's Ramin Mostafavi. Sarah Armour, she is on it also. She's a great comic. She now lives in New York. This will be right up her alley. Right. Reggie Melbro is on it. He's another great comic. And I don't know the other. Oh, Frankie French is on it. Frankie's a great comic too. Great young lady.
Are these all people that you've performed with, or
you've
seen?
Okay. Yes, all around, because the community's so tight.
Yeah.
You know, I like what usually happens is someone will kind of bubble up here for a while, and then they'll move away to New York. That's what Sarah Armour did. She moved away to New York, but she's coming back for the show. Ramin also runs a show on Thursday nights at the Draft House in Arlington, like I do on Friday and Saturday. Reggie is actually a school teacher at Duke Ellington. He does teaches by day and does comedy by night. Frankie is probably the newest one in the game, but she's great. She's great, really funny.
And talk about some of the films.
We have films to go from like 2 minutes to 30. We're actually showing a 30-minute film called Down in Flames, and it's a very funny movie about a fire eater, who wants to set the world record by eating fire while skydiving, and of course that is just fraught with disaster.
How could that go wrong?
Right, exactly. But you know, we have some more touching films. We have one called The Toaster about two brothers, and it's kind of serious, but it's very funny in its seriousness, and it deals with a very important issue in a very comic way.
Sort of a dramedy.
But it's funny, haha. So that was important to me. Is that all the films we programmed were laugh out loud funny, and so I'm really excited. You know, it's hard. We had 135 films this year, and to pick 15 really funny ones is not that easy.
Did you do all the picking?
It's for this, yes,
did
I did.
You were the final say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm excited. I'm always excited to see how audiences react to not just the films, but the comics and how they play off each other, too, because I think that's really exciting, too.
Are you excited to see some of the movies, too?
Of course. Of course. I'm going to see some, because here's the thing. If I don't like them, I'm blaming you. So the pressure all sits on you. Yeah. So if the audience doesn't like these movies, if y'all don't like these movies, you can blame him. It's just...
Filmmakers are getting roasted after when you get up there. No,
you're the final say. I'm sure the films are great. Sure they're going to be great.
I'm sure they are. Well, hey, I think it sounds like a great event, and we're excited to check it out. I really appreciate you guys coming in.
Can I give my social media as well?
How else can we see you guys other than this event?
As a comic, you always have to give social media. So here we go. It's Randolph Terrence. You can reach me on Twitter at Real Talk For You. That's all words spelled out on Twitter, Real Talk For You. You can also hit me on my Facebook page, Randolph Terrence, R-E-N-D-O-L-P-H, not F, P-H, Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E. You can also listen to my podcast, 3guysOn.com, the word 3guysOn.com.
And you can check out his event at the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
Arlington
every
Cinema
Friday.
Draft House every Friday and Saturday night. There's some show happening. The shows usually start. Try to be there by 10.
And as far as Mr. John Gann here, just going to the DC Shorts website, I'm sure.
Yeah, dcshorts.com, Twitter DC Shorts, Instagram DC Shorts, Facebook DC Shorts. It's all DC Shorts.
It's been great watching how much the festival has grown, and it never seems to stagnate. It's not like, oh, that was a great festival, now I'm going to wait a year to come around again. You always seem like you're always making some other event throughout the year, going, some showcase, or now with this, or the burlesque thing. I mean, it's just year-round fun from DC Shorts, so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.